going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
High noon, Jones and Keefe on a Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. Another opportunity to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets about one half hour from now. Doing it all day long here on WEEI. Started with the Greg Hill Show this morning. It'll continue through WEEI afternoons. Two more chances to win here on Jones and Keefe. We're still awaiting news. I would imagine Shams will be the first to have it, but we're awaiting any news on Jason Tatum. Official word, I think, on what we're all expecting, probably what looks to be an Achilles injury, which would sideline Tatum certainly for the rest of the playoffs and a large chunk, if not all, of next season. I asked you this earlier, Keith. You don't think the absence of news tells us anything?
No, because I don't think we knew exactly what time the MRI was anyway. They said tomorrow. Missoula said tomorrow last night. So.
MRI tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see.
And we'll see if and when we get that news. We'll pass it along here on Jones and Keefe. You got a Kiefer Madness at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here on WEEI. Tom E. Curran, I want to ask you, before we get into the Patriots, do you think the Celtics are done, down 3-1 without Tatum? Are they done?
I do not think so. I agree with you.
How about
and
that?
And that's probably an unpopular take today.
That's all right. We're positive.
No, we'll take it. I like it.
We're positive people, Tom. That makes sense.
The unpopular take will be that despite the points that he was piling up from about the 3:45 mark of the third quarter when he hit like a triple pivot turnaround fallaway that was a horrendous shot and it went in and we hear, Jason Tatum! It was like, stop doing that. And he proceeded to do it for the next seven or eight possessions. So this walking the ball up, zero passes, standing 45 feet from the hoop at the half-court stripe, and then initiating the offense with 8 seconds left, all that does is allows the Knicks to rest on defense. So I was laying that comeback at the feet of Tatum's decision-making, and he gets some nice shots in the fourth quarter. But again, they're low percentage, no pass or one pass possessions that leave the Knicks off the hook. And that's been the reason, as you guys know, and as all the people who watch the series know, that the Knicks have climbed back in these games. They've let them off the hook by playing simple, lazy, allegedly dagger basketball, just swinging threes. And that's, you know, it's just maddening. And it was maddening last night. And then for Jaylen Brown to just absolutely bumble a pass that led to the injury was just further maddening. You know, and no one's going to really want to talk about that today because it's a terrible and traumatic injury, and he's a great player, and he works hard, and he's everything you want in a superstar if you're a local entity, especially in the media or if you're a fan. But facts is facts. That was a desperately poor performance, and it's been that way for most of the series.
Yeah, I'm with you. Tatum definitely had a few like heat checks, and then like that's one of the things you get. Like if you're gonna have the 42-point game, sometimes the ball gets a little sticky, and everybody else doesn't get involved as much. I'd have more confidence in the Celtics, even without Tatum, like you and Jones have, except for the fact that Holiday, Horford, and Porzingis have all looked as bad as they have, and I don't know if that's going to turn around.
I have the antidote.
Okay.
Oh.
Let Pritchard run the ball. Let Pritchard run everything.
Okay.
Let Pritchard run everything. He moves the ball by simply not even moving the ball. With the dribble, he moves the ball. He penetrates. He kicks it out. He moves it with the dribble. They snap the ball when he's on offense. He drives, penetrates. It doesn't take until 8 seconds are left on the shot clock for the offense to be initiated so that you end up settling for some ridiculous one-footed fall away from the baseline that if it goes in, everyone starts shooting off the confetti cannons like it was a good shot. Let Pritchard run things.
Right.
What else could go wrong? I mean, I'd rather have him out there running things at this point offensively. I mean, is it crazy to say that he's a better offensive player at this juncture in his career than Drew Holiday? I don't think it is.
No, he's definitely a better offensive player. At least he has been, this season.
Put it in his hands. What do you got to lose?
Go down swinging. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, look, to your point, they still have the sixth man of the year. They still have an all-star in Jaylen Brown, two guys who are on Team USA, in Holiday and Derek White. Porzingis has been an all-star before, so they have plenty of talent to get this thing done. Patriots have increased their talent as well. We were going through all the opponents.
I heard your tears.
Oh, beautiful.
I heard your tears.
Well, I was going to walk you through it. So the schedule release is officially tomorrow. We're going to know the placement on the calendar of all these games. We know the opponents. We know the home opponents. We know the away opponents. We chalked up 8 must-win games for the Pats. We had 4 more toss-up games. The over-under is 8.5, depending on where you shop. So how many wins are we assuming the Patriots can get next year? What's the realistic win total?
There were very few discrepancies when you did this 20 minutes ago that I found. Basically zero, although I don't think the Falcons are the wagon that you think they are.
Well, you guys are sleeping on it.
Sleeping on the Falcons.
Yep.
I mean, that's such an easy home schedule. And I think that, one note about rookie minicamp last week was just the intensity with which they attack things. And, we can all acknowledge by now that it was a tough spot for Mayo last year. But I remember we all observed and watched Mayo, and he very much was kind of getting used to the water. He wasn't as involved. He was floating. And, you acknowledge that. I just want to watch how people are doing things and make notes. And that's very much based on, hey, it's a foundational year. We're just going to figure some things out. And that led to the lack of urgency that we saw that trickled on throughout. We're not going to put May out there until he's ready and everything's until it's ready. And then, so I think everybody treated it as a mulligan year. And I don't think that that exists now. I think there's much greater urgency, even though it's, a 30 or 40% more talented team, you would think. But there's an urgency, I think, that's going to accompany that could make an 8, 9, 10 win. If you're going to take the over, I'd take the over.
Yeah.
Take the over.
Yeah,
take the over.
I would take the over. It's 7.5 in some places, 8.5 in others. Obviously, you get a little bit more money if you go 8.5. But last year, Tom, it was a lot of Sunday at 1 with Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta. You think this year?
Beasley Reese.
Yeah. Exactly. You think this year, and we've already seen a lot of the primetime games, some of the holiday games, and they haven't been included there. But do you think just with the year 2 Drake May, the new coach, some of the players, do you think they're going to be more prominently featured, or do you think it's another season where they're sort of just the 1 o'clock game?
I think they're a 1 o'clock item until further notice. I mean, the biggest rivalry game that you could find would probably be the Titans game that you mentioned, which that's not going to raise the level of anybody's anything at this point. So you can't say that there's a great Jets-Patriots rivalry right now with Justin Fields under center. There really is no game of great national appeal. Everybody has to get a Thursday game. I think everybody does get a Monday night game. So I would, maybe a Buffalo game with the Patriots drafting off Buffalo's popularity would maybe rise to that level. But I think they remain Sunday at 1.
I'm curious, coming out of the rookie minicamp and, some of the discussion from Mike Vrabel this past week about the talent that they upgraded when he met with the media, if you thought or have heard anything about them being in on George Pickens, Keith and I both thought that was a reasonable deal for Dallas. They've sniffed around on receivers before. They added Diggs. They drafted Kyle Williams. I still think they could use another receiver in the room. Do you have any read or understanding of their level of interest in George Pickens this offseason?
I don't think there was any, but, you know, I'd say this. We got mixed messages. You know, we spent a lot of time in the early portion of the season leading into offseason, leading into free agency, having it proclaimed that we're only going to surround Drake with guys who aren't going to be a pain in the ass. And then they went and signed Diggs, who the more you look at it, and maybe it's just because he's here now, the more you get your mind around the fact, well, he can be a pain in the ass, but he's an unbelievable worker and he can have an impact on some of these guys from the last couple of years who are not unbelievable workers. But still, I think Pickens feels like a bridge too far. If you can't make it in Pittsburgh, where Antonio Brown was for 8 or 9 years with Mike Tomlin, then you probably can't make it here with a building team.
One of the questions that we brought up last week, sort of just a projection for the season, but who do you think the team's leading rusher will be?
It'll be Stevenson.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to have 1,041 yards.
Good. Well, that was the next question. Specifically, what number? No, because we were tossing this around. Obviously, Travion Henderson is an exciting second-round pick. He probably will be involved more in the pass game. But we kind of came to the conclusion that if they kind of split carries with the three guys in the backfield, is there a scenario where Drake May ends up being the team's leading rusher?
Ooh. I think in a perfect world, that'd be a horrible thing to have happen.
Right.
And he compiled, like, I think he was like second in the league in yards per carry if you included quarterbacks in that, because he had mm-hmm. so many long ones when mm-hmm. teams were playing man. But I would imagine that Drake May is going to have a lot of 400-plus yard seasons because he can. And I don't think it's out of running for his life. I think that'll be a component of what they're going to try and do offensively and take advantage of. He's big. He's only going to get bigger. I'd be interested to see what he looks like coming into camp this year, you know, after as compared to last year. Because he wasn't slight by any stretch, but he's still young, so you're going to continue to fill out till you're 24, 25. So he can probably take the licking.
Bill Belichick has a looming buyout of $1 million June 1st at the University of North Carolina. Is there any chance, Tom, he doesn't make it to his first game and they just blow this thing up before it starts?
I would venture to say, yes, there's a chance, but I would think it's very small and less than 10%, probably less than 5%. I mean, Bill, I think, in the 15 months, imagine it's only been 15 months since he's been gone, maybe 16. It's been a nonstop avalanche of bad news. And I think the people have tried to portray it as, well, it's not on Bill. He's living his best life. It's not gone that great overall. To have the entire league turn its nose up to you, end up in North Carolina, to have your minions saying that we're the 33rd team and we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and then to have just the bad PR that has gone on for the last month and a half. So to me, he has to try and salvage it. I mean, you look at Shula, all the Super Bowl era head coaches, Shula, Noel, Landry, Lombardi, Walsh, Gibbs, none of them did anything in their post extreme success periods to muddy the water. And Bill has muddied the water a little bit, not on his Patriots legacy, but just on certainly post-Brady. I think that we've come to a conclusion that, well, maybe he wasn't the hooded genius we made him out to be. He's still a great in-game coach, but it's been 6 years since 2019 of not great news on the Bill Belichick front.
You think there might be people with the Patriots now that are kind of enjoying this that's going on?
Enjoying? I don't know. I mean, everybody loves a little Schadenfreude. But I think that this is somewhat explanatory as to why, you know, he was difficult to work with. And there was a point at which I don't think that people relished the opportunity to keep coming into work. I mean, the players even would acknowledge how difficult it was. I remember being recounted to me when they were on the road and they stayed over, I think it was in 22, when they stayed over out on the West Coast and they had to play Arizona on a it might have been a short week, but they were staying out there. And he just kept them in meetings. It was late in the season. He just kept them in meeting after meeting after meeting. And it was just, it just wasn't a great place to work. And certainly last year, it was more relaxing, but it certainly wasn't better. So I think Vrabel's here to try and split the difference, make it miserable to an extent, but, you know, have guys who will embrace the misery because there's something at the end of it.
All right, he is Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston. You can check him out there, all over the TV as well, BST, Early Edition, Quick Slants, when it's running. I will tell you, Tom, the people always like your Patriots takes, but the text line specifically was loving your Celtics takes today, 617-779-7937. Preach, Curran, preach.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get Tommy to replace Joe Mazzulla? Tommy for MFing president. So the people they were liking your Celtics takes earlier for sure.
Look at all the team. Like, the Celtics come over half court, and everybody goes to their stations for that 5-out offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are, well, it's just the way they do it now. It's a 5-out league. You dribble drive, you kick, Why do I see the Warriors cut? Why do I see the Heat when they were good cut? Why had they set a friggin' back pick one time? One time, anybody off the ball getting a pick. They don't get anybody open except pick for the ball and create. There was a play last night where Porzingis was trying to run a pick for Tatum, and Tatum ran up his ass and almost laid it and goes to the line. Like, what is that's bad? And Doris isn't going to say anything. It was exquisite to her.
No.
Exquisite.
Well, it was.
I would say preach on Doris as well. All right, Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom.
Tommy Curran joining us here on a Tommy Tuesday.
He's locked in on these Seas games.
On WEI. Let me tell you.
How can you not be? There's only going to be two more left.
He makes a fair point about Tatum and the offense. Is there a chance the offense, and maybe you think the answer is no, because Mazzulla can't scheme anything. I actually, now that we're talking this out, I heard Curtis saying some of this today.
Jalen's bringing the ball up. No.
Well, I don't need him to bring the ball up per se, but something that I do expect is Jalen's going to put more pressure on the Knicks defense than Tatum does. I mean, Tatum's a better shooter and a more skilled offensive player, and I get all that. But when he's quote-unquote hunting matchups and taking step-back threes, I don't know how much pressure that's putting on the defense necessarily. And on some level, I agree with Tom. It's giving him time to relax and dig in while the ball's moving around the perimeter. I think Jalen's going to take it at him tomorrow. Maybe he'll turn it over and dribble off his foot when he's doing it, but I think he's going to take it into the teeth of the defense. I do think we'll see more of that without Tatum out there.
Yeah, I just wonder if it turns into all right, I'm going to try to replace Tatum. I'm going to sort of take those shots. And it's easy to say I'm going to drive to the hoop a lot.
That's and then what he did against Orlando. Orlando's a really good defensive team, and he did that. He had 36 in that game.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you're right. The Knicks are not as good defensively. So if some of his shots are falling early, then maybe that'll sort of snowball into it. I just wonder, so like last night, for example, Tatum didn't have any help. So now you remove him from the equation, and now you have Brown. Who's going to help him? So even if he plays well.
What did Jalen, finish with 20 points?
I think he did.
Which is shocking.
Like, yeah, it didn't even feel like 20, but no, I guess somebody had a score.
I think on the series he has 7 threes and 15 turnovers.
Okay, and Nick is very fed up with Jalen.
He's
really upset with
him.
He's really dumb with Jalen.
He
doesn't like it.
But I'm surprised he had 20 points last night. He was in foul trouble the whole time. Derek White came out on fire.
Oh, he couldn't miss. Was it 4-for-4? Was it more than that?
He was 4-for-4, and he got fouled on a three in the first quarter. He hit two out of those three free. He had 14 at the end of one.
He only took threes.
And then he kind of disappeared.
He's Duncan Robinson. He only takes threes.
He is a modern-day Duncan Robinson. 11 of his 12 field goals were threes.
Yeah, modern-day Duncan Robinson?
Well, you know what I mean. Duncan Robinson 2.0 is what he is. Yeah. But no, I think there's a chance the offense looks different and arguably better without Tatum.
The idea of Pritchard. Pritchard does move the ball like a lot, whether he's passing it or whether he's running around like a chicken with his head cut
off. Here's a simple question we haven't asked yet. Who starts without Tatum in the lineup?
Great question.
Do you go double big?
Or do you go triple small?
So you're starting Pritchard? They never start Pritchard in any of these games.
No, they never do. But are they not starting Porzingis for what reason? We had Tim Welsh on last week, and he was saying, if a guy is on a minutes restriction, you don't need to rest him at the start.
Easier to start him.
Play him right away, and then you can still kind of manage it that way. So, yeah, Tatum goes down. It's a good question. I probably would start Pritchard. I think that would be the biggest change and the biggest sort of like, all right, we're going to go this way, see how the Knicks adjust to it. And, yeah, you're a little small, but Holiday can guard bigger players, and you can figure it out from there. I think it'd be the biggest spark. Now, the problem with them, though, hasn't been the start of the game. The start of the game has been fine.
They started A-okay in all of them.
It's either the third or the fourth quarters where they've been they're undoing.
So, honestly, for this matchup, Pritchard makes a lot of sense, too, because, and you're right, Welsh did say this last week, when Brunson's on the floor, that's a matchup that, and Brunson's bigger than him, and I don't know that he's going to win the defensive matchup, but that is a player size-wise he can guard, and you know Brunson's going to be out there to start the game. Could some of the Knicks guards and secondary lineups play off the floor? Depends on how much Deuce McBride is out there, but when Brunson's out there, that's not the worst matchup in the world for Pritchard from a size standpoint. Now, Pritchard only started three games this year.
Yeah.
He started more for last year's team. He started five games a year ago. So he doesn't start a lot of games.
He's a sixth man of the year.
But that'll be, and maybe that's why, actually, late in the year. They started leaning in on that.
Who knows?
So what do they do lineup-wise to adjust in game five without Jason Tatum? We still don't have any official update.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dates on Tatum that I've seen, unless I missed something.
No, I'll probably be at 201.
Okay, I am bracing for that at this point in time. Is the series over? Is the season over without Jason Tatum? You can jump in on that. And another opportunity to win tickets to the Red Sox and Mets on a 2-for-Tuesday right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.